Turning in our Bibles for our scripture reading to the Old Testament, to the first book, to the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 24, and we're going to commence our reading, breaking into the chapter at the verse 34. And just to set the context for you, Abraham had sent his servant to seek out a bride for his son Isaac. That servant left on that errand without duty, and we find that he went to the very location that Abraham had sent him, and the Lord prospered his way, led him to the well, and also to the right young woman, to Rebekah. And Rebekah brought the servant home, and now we're reading about the servant speaking to Rebekah's family, telling them of his errand and why he has come. Genesis chapter 24, reading from the verse 34. He said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds, and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants, and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my sons of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure, the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shalt thou be clear from this my oath, when thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh down, or cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say to me, Both drink thou, and I will give for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in mine heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder. And she went down unto the well and drew water. And I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter art thou? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face, and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed my head, and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her, and go and let her be thy master's son's wife, as the Lord hath spoken. And it came to pass that, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way, send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well to Hiroi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel, for she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Amen. Linda reading out the verse 67, we trust and pray that the Lord will take his own precious word, that he will write it upon all of our hearts this evening for Jesus' sake. Tonight we're going to be looking at the words of verse 58. We find that Rebekah's family here were asked if they would basically send her away with their blessing, that she could go and be joined to Isaac, she could become his bride. And here we find that they were a little bit reluctant to let her go. They wanted to have her stay a little longer. And therefore there was a hindrance. There was a barrier, an obstacle to her making that step. And the servant basically said, well, we need to go now. We need to leave now. And so the family said, well, let's put the question to Rebekah herself. We'll ask this young woman, will she go? It says here in verse 58, and they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. Let's just bow our heads briefly in a word of prayer, asking the Lord to speak to our hearts tonight through his precious word. Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for the privilege of being gathered together in the house of God. There's no place that we'd rather be than sitting at the feet of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that thou wilt speak to us tonight through thy precious word. Bless those pieces that have been ministered in song. Lord, we would desire tonight that we might be drawn by the Spirit of God, drawn nearer to thyself. Lord, speak through thy word tonight. For any who are not saved, perhaps some grown cold, bring them to Christ, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In this passage here, we have a very compelling picture of Abraham's servant. That servant leaving his master's home, going on a long, arduous, tiresome journey to seek out a bride for his master's son. It's a wonderful and a beautiful picture of our duty and our responsibility as Christians to go out into this world and to seek to bring the gospel to men and women. To seek to bring the great and the grand and good news of Jesus and his love. We find here that the servant, that he faithfully discharge his responsibilities. If you look with me, for instance, here in our chapter, we find here that this servant, he goes out, and from in verse 9 we read, and the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swear unto him concerning that matter. Here's a task. He doesn't just enter into lightly. No, this servant,
He knows that he must fulfill his obligations. He loves his master. He loves Abraham. Likewise, he is one who personally knows the son. He knows Isaac in a personal way. He has served Isaac. He's a servant in the household. But we find that on the strength of that relationship, on the basis of that relationship, that this servant, he goes out. He enters into this promise. He wants to fulfill the task. He wants to be successful. As the Lord's people, the Lord calls us to be faithful. But we must say, Lord, we want success. We want to see people saved. We genuinely want to see others come to know our Lord Jesus. Well, this servant was no different. He wanted to see the Lord move and work in power. And as he went out, we find here that he committed his way unto the Lord. Oh, how needful that is. That we will just learn more and more to wait upon God, to seek God in every matter. And when you're, whatever chore you're doing, wherever you may be at, and I would spend a lot of time on the road. I love to be on the, I love to be on the road. That sounds terrible in the sense of being away from home. But I love to spend the time in prayer. Remember years ago, been out with a number of young believers. We made a mistake of asking the driver to pray. He thought he had to close his eyes to pray. And he genuinely did. We had to tell him, listen, don't close your eyes. The Lord knows. You can just talk to him as friend to friend. You can converse with the Lord now. And at all times, wherever we go, whatever we're doing, we can just lift our heart to God in prayer. Isn't that what Nehemiah did? He just shut up with prayer. And we can do likewise. We find here that the servant did that. From his heart, we read about that. If you look with me here, we find in verse 12, he said, he's talking to the Lord, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. He wants to fulfill his obligation. And therefore he comes before the Lord and he says, Lord, grant that my journey you'll make it prosperous. Lead me to the right place. Bring me to the right young woman. And we find as the story unravels and unfolds that that is exactly what took place. The Lord brought that servant to the well at that particular time. And there was Rebecca coming out. And as he as he spoke to her, she let down her pitcher and she drew for him water and also for his camels. And then he knew that this was the young woman of the Lord's choosing and of his calling. We find here that Rebecca then brought the servant home and the servant of Abraham told of his errand. He told the family why he was there. Spoke about the son. Spoke of how the son had been given everything. He's the heir to all things. We find that the son is the very focus and he's the heartbeat. He's the center of a message as Christ is as we present the gospel. He's at the very center of all that we want to do and say. The blessed Lord Jesus. Here we find that the question was made and posed to Rebecca. An inquiry. Verse 58. They called Rebecca, said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? There are many great questions in the Bible. That's a great study. Tonight we're going to consider this question, a great question, as a picture of the gospel. What a picture it is. I want you to consider here that this was a question that demanded an immediate response. In other words, it requires an answer. Wilt thou go with this man? Here with her family gathered around her, the question is posed to this young woman about going with a servant and becoming the bride of Isaac. We find that Rebecca here in this passage, she can't just be passive whenever the question was posed to her. In other words, she can't just remain quiet and silent. A response is needed. And not only a response is needed, but it's needed right away. There's a need here that's immediate. An immediate response was required. Just as the young Rebecca was called to leave her family, to leave her home and her kindred, and to go off on that journey and be joined in union to Isaac. So the gospel calls men and women to leave their sin, to leave it all behind. The gospel calls men and women to faith and repentance in Jesus Christ. And the Lord would call us to seek Him when He may be found, and to turn aside from the things of the world. We find here that there can only be one of two outcomes. Rebecca is going to answer in the affirmative. She's going to give her consent and say yes. Or else, of course, the only alternative is that she's going to reject this invitation. She's going to say no. She can't be passive, therefore. And so it is with men and women. As the gospel is presented to you, week after week, time after time, you can't just remain passive on the issue. If you don't receive Christ, then you reject Christ. In Luke chapter 23, we read of two men who were crucified beside the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to turn with me to that portion, here we have a picture of mankind and his response to the gospel. There's an interesting, a very interesting study in God's Word, and it's on the "this man's" of Scripture. In reference to Christ, that is. This man, for instance, receiveth sinners in need of them in Luke chapter 15. Never man speak like this man. And it's a tremendous study here. Well, here we have another one of those occasions where this man is used to speak of Christ. This man. Luke chapter 23 and the verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" In other words, you're going to die. Why do you mock? Why do you scoff? You're going to die very soon. Death is imminent. Then he went on to say, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss." And there, this faith, this dying faith, as he turned and he gazed upon Christ, he realized that here was one beside him who was unique, one who was different, one who was set apart from everyone, every other man he had ever met. For here beside him hung the sinless, spotless, blessed Son of God, the one who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. The Holy One. And this dying thief realizes his understanding has been opened now by the Lord, that here beside him is hanging the Son of God. The impeccable One. The One who never sinned. And he calls upon the Lord for mercy. We read, he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." The Lord Jesus replied, saying, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Here's a picture of all mankind, summed up in two categories. Either receiving Christ, coming to Christ, or rejecting Him. There's no neutral ground. This question, therefore, demanded an immediate response. But I want you to also consider this question that was posed to Rebecca. It was also a very individual question. It was an individual question. You see, the question here was posed to one particular young lady. Here's a question. But the answer in time is going to affect the lives of many people, her family, eventually her children. But in the main, As we read the story here, this question really affects her. It's to do with her life, her destiny, her future. That's what it's to do with. Wilt thou go with this man? The question is not being put to any other of her siblings. It's to her. She listened to the report of Abraham's service. Now she was being called to act on what she had heard. Rebecca here is being asked to step out in faith. She's never seen Isaac. She's never laid eyes on him. All she has heard is a report from his servant bringing the word. But that's what the gospel calls men and women to do. It calls men and women to act upon the word of God. To step out in faith, believing God's word. The word of God presents Christ as the only Savior of sinners, the only hope of man, the only one able to redeem and to rescue the soul. And we are called by faith to follow Christ, to go with Christ, to be joined to Christ. The gospel calls us to turn from our sin and to trust in Jesus' blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You've heard about the Lord Jesus on many occasions. Your personal need of Christ as Savior has been brought before you numerous times. The question is, will you go with Christ? Are you willing to be joined to the Lord? If you'd like to turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John and the chapter 1 here in, and there are many other portions that we could turn to, but for the sake of time we're just turning to John 1. And here in John 1 we find that it is emphasized and highlighted that salvation is a personal matter. It's personal. It's individual. Young person tonight, your mother or father is a Christian, does not make you a Christian. Now it's a tremendous blessing. It's the greatest blessing and privilege you could have in life of Christian parents. It really is. But in the church here, we thank you for coming. We love you to see you here. But whether you're young or old, that doesn't make you a Christian. Now it's where you hear the word of God. But salvation is a personal matter. It's between the individual and the Lord. John chapter 1 and the verse 12 where we read, "But as many as received him," that's received Christ, "to them gave he power," the right, the privilege, "to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name." And notice these words, "which were born not of blood." In other words, it's not hereditary. It's not passed on through the blood. You're not sealed because of your parents, etc. "Nor of the will of the flesh." It's not about what you do by the will of your flesh, by what you don't do. It's not by works of salvation, by merits of our own. And then in verse 13 it also goes on to say, "nor of the will of man." Well, let me say, we would love to see you saved. We really would. We would love to see you come to Christ, trust in Jesus as Savior. We would really be concerned for you and want you to come to Christ. But we can't make you. It's a personal matter. It's between you and the Lord. On that great day when we stand before the Lord and the books are open, each one of us will give an individual account, a personal account, of himself or herself to God. So it was therefore an individual question. It was posed to Rebecca alone. But I want you to also think with me here that it was also a very important question. Now, Rebecca would have known and been posed with many questions in life. She was a young woman growing up. And from day to day we all answer questions. But here is a question that stands out and above all others. Because this question here has to do with her entire future and destiny. There's no greater question, this is one answer. She knows who Isaac is. She's heard about him. The report has been given. Isaac is a man of God. He's a man of faith. He's a man who loves God. She's been asked to go and join Isaac as his bride. In other words, she's going to join in union with him. She's going to walk the Christian life, the Christian pilgrim pathway. Or she's going to continue in that walk, should I say. Her response was going to affect the rest of her life. Forever. It's a life of faith. Stepping out in the promise of the word. Can I say that there is nothing more important? No greater question needs to be addressed than that of the salvation of your soul. Will you go with Christ? Will you be joined to him? By faith, Rebecca made the right choice. She replies in the affirmative, I will go. She gives her consent. And then she starts out on that journey. She's going to be greatly used of God. She's going to know the blessing of God upon her life. That question posed to Rebecca brings before us all the question about our own soul. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Are you willing to follow him? I trust tonight that you will consider your own personal need to be saved. We can't save you. You know that. Church can't save you. You know that. Only Christ can save you. Through his precious shed blood. Only one way of forgiveness. Only one way to God. That's through Christ the Savior. The question is, will you go with him? I'm not going to reject the Lord. I'm not going to say no to him. If you do not answer in the affirmative and give your consent and go with Christ, then you reject him again. That's the reality. And none of us know what a day will bring forth. We do not know what tomorrow holds, let alone this week. We do not know. Tomorrow for any of us could be eternity hidden from view. You need to be saved, but you need to be saved now. Come to Christ. You'll never regret the day you followed the Lord Jesus. What a blessing it is to know Christ. I will go. May the Lord bless his word to our heart. Give us a heart willing to submit to follow him for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's just bow together in prayer, for our time is gone. Thank you very much for listening. But there's nothing more important, nothing in this world, than the salvation of your soul. Heavenly Father, we ask thee to speak unto hearts. We want to praise thee tonight that the free offer of the gospel is still extended to men and women. How we rejoice that the door of salvation is still open. Where men and women, young people, boys and girls, the youngest to the eldest, come by faith, come to Christ. Lord, we pray for deciding grace. Pray that you'll take us all now to our homes in safety. Watch over us throughout the remainder of this thy day. Bless us. We're going out and coming in, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.